All right, welcome back to Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron Jordan Peterson. That's me. And of course, this is part one of a three-part season finale of To Be Fair. And I am joined by the lovely Lisa Forrestall, of course, and one of my fantastic friends who's been on a few episodes before, Quincy Roysom. We spend this episode mostly talking about TikTok and how he and I have both become pretty engaged in the world of TikTok and the positives about it and some of the dark sides of it, but we really wanted to share our experiences there. But a side note is that this episode had so many weird technical issues that if I were to edit those out, we would lose a lot of content. So you're going to be with us for the portion of the fact that Quincy just keeps ghosting us every now and then. Because of some technical issues, it becomes really funny, so do enjoy. Hello!
Hello!
We are just waiting for our next guest to arrive in the virtual world, and we'll be ready. You're gonna plot. I don't know if you can you see who's recording with us?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
unfortunately not.
I can, but there I am the kind of the master, so
must be rough being the biggest deal on the podcast.
Oh my God, it's so hard.
So like, I just want you to know, first and foremost, I will be assimilating.
Yay! you can't not. It was inevitable. We both broke down. We fought the fight for as long as we could, but inevitably we are weak.
My friend Yasmina said, "Don't be too cool to check out what the young kids like."
Yeah.
And I couldn't argue with that logic, and then it made me a little sad because I was being too cool for what the young kids liked, which makes me an old kid.
I'm appreciating the fact that we that there's actually like separate little communities within TikTok. I'm not even kidding. It's literally there are separate little cliques, but they're not necessarily like bad ones. There are bad sides of it. I mean, that's a fact.
Well, that's any social media.
Yeah. I think our guest is having trouble getting in here.
It's not me. It's not me this time.
It's not you. Oh my gosh. I do want to talk about that in our wrap up session here. For sure. All the technical. Oh, there he is.
You said trouble, but you didn't say a question mark, so I was like, I'm assuming he's asking if I'm having trouble.
It's so good to know him so well.
Oh my gosh. Lisa, do you know who it is?
Well, yeah, I can see his name. I just can't see his face. Oh. Hi, Quincy.
Oh,
you...
Quincy, can you hear? Are you here?
What happened? Hello, I got booted off.
I don't know. Your name said it was there, and Lisa was kind enough to say, "Hi, Quincy, how are you?" And you didn't answer. And
no, then all of a sudden, last thing I heard was you guys chuckled, and then I was kicked off.
Well, that's
rude. Yep.
I was like, okay, I guess I made Aaron mad. That's okay.
shortest guest spot ever.
Like, this is literally a TikTok cameo. Okay, so Quincy, it's so good that you joined us because Lisa and I were literally just talking about how she is finally going to assimilate. Okay, hello, are you there again, Quincy? Are you gone? Something's wrong.
It says you're good.
Weird. Okay,
are you playing games with me? Back? What's going on?
I am not. You literally keep disappearing and then coming back. What are you recording on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's normal.
Well, and
are you
then,
out in the woods?
I sent you a picture. I screenshot it.
I saw that. Yeah. It said we're done recording, and that's usually what I see after we're done recording. So I'm like, we're not done. So the app on your side. Well, we'll hope.
Ow!
This is getting weird. Okay, I'm gonna restart the recording. The irony. Okay. All right. So here we go. I'm gonna stop it. Oh my gosh, who's here first? Lisa,
me.
It's you again. Yay.
I'm sorry. I didn't even say anything because I had to go and referee the Thunderdome.
Oh, that happens. Quincy, you're here. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hopefully this one works this time. It was funny because right before you jumped on that first time, Lisa and I were just talking about how for this last year, this podcast, especially right at the beginning, we had so many technical issues where all of a sudden it'd be like, we're going to restart or we're clicking off or something. Lisa and I just never had any good luck at the beginning.
Never. It's getting better now.
It is. It is until Quincy comes and messes up the algorithm.
That's okay.
I see how it is. maybe it wasn't me. Maybe you were just trying to pick on me and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna have him join on. And the moment he joins on, I'm gonna kick him off.
because there's nothing better than causing prank technical issues with your guests. but yeah, anyway, welcome back to the podcast, Quincy. It's been a minute. Are you there? Please tell me you're there.
It says he's here.
It says he's here, but it said it was here last time and he wasn't. It's like a ghost. What the hell?
Quincy!
Quincy, help! We need you!
Quincy. I'm super sad.
I swear to God. He ghosted us.
That's so weird. Is he in the woods?
I don't know. He's in Colorado.
Oh, he might be in the woods.
It's possible. I know he lives in like Aurora area of Colorado, which is like right in the mountains, isn't it? Oh my God.
Why do you hate me?
No, technology doesn't like you, apparently. I don't know. I swear to God, that's not me doing anything like that. I'm just like, we were literally like, Quincy, he's gone again. Are you gone again, Quincy? Are you here?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, let's see how long you last. All right.
That's daunting.
I didn't have this problem last time.
No, you didn't. And I don't know. I figured if I started a new recording, it would kind of erase that problem. But I think, I don't know. But
I'm sorry, I passed the torch. It didn't mean to. That laughter says you do not believe me.
So another thing we talked about right before you were rudely kicked out several times was that Lisa has finally assimilating and downloaded the TikTok app.
Oh, how's that going?
I haven't opened it yet.
What?
It's, you know, Quincy, in all fairness, it is kind of like Pandora's box once you open that thing.
No,
what that
sounds like is I purchased the TV, but I'm afraid to plug it in.
Oh my God, you're super not wrong. I bought the TV. Can't watch it.
Yeah. I'm afraid of what I'll watch. What?
Well, that's not wrong either, but... Oh my God.
Well,
I've
Lisa...
only downloaded it tonight, and I've seen lots of TikTok videos. I don't know.
Well,
probably doesn't...
I told Aaron already, but I joined in April, and if you ever have like a day where you're bored, I have over 500, so you could probably waste a lot of time.
Quincy also has over 2,000 followers.
That's awesome. And mm-hmm. I will. Are you just under Quincy?
I wasn't creative.
You know, it's so much easier for when you're like, hey, follow me. And it's just Me.
It's literally my first and last name. It's just Quincy Royce, but as if it's one word.
Right. You know, you're not like fanboy 297864.
No, well, some people make up fun ones, and I'm like, no, yeah. Mine's my name. It's my name.
It's just my name. Yeah, it's my name. Seriously. So, yeah, so I kind of assimilated to the TikTok. Now, here's the thing is that I had the TikTok app on my phone. It was just sitting there. I'd made a few videos, I think, last year. I was testing the waters. And I guess I didn't jump into the deep end of the pool right away. I was kind of like, I don't know. I was too bloated. Well, I was also too busy with this podcast. I was like, and my work was also weird. I'm pretty sure. And I also was not confident enough to put out content. And then I had to take on my own rule of the fact of how I started my self-empowerment group was I just stopped talking about it and I did it. And then when I started the podcast, I just stopped talking about it.
This is the other technical difficulty we have.
Wow.
Yeah, they're really tough.
The hellhounds are coming to shred you apart and take you to hell, Dean Winchester.
Oh my.
Was that actual dogs, or was Lisa really getting into your conversation?
Right? I was just super excited.
Yeah. Has random interruptions too, Quincy. She never gets kicked off the podcast. She ends up just having to run away for a moment.
Yeah, because I live the life of the Hunger Games.
She does.
With two teenagers and two small dogs.
Oh my goodness.
And a Valium in my mouth.
No, and I'm a Valium in my mouth.
So I felt like following my own rule about, you know, just stop talking about it and do it. And I even reached out to Quincy because clearly Quincy has kind of started really honing his skills. And I'll let you tell a little bit more about that, Quincy, but on TikTok. And so I was like, all right, I'll reach out to him and see how he's like, what's going on. And basically Quincy's words were just fucking do it. Just shut up and do it. Like there was no better advice. It's just like, don't ask me, just do it. Like,
have fun.
So I'm like, oh, you know what, that's a good rule. And I guess my biggest concern was that I've been having a lot of issues with my gums lately, so I'm not able to wear my dentures as comfortably as I should be able to. And so my self-esteem to do anything without my teeth in. And I was like, oh, fuck that. I'm like, sometimes I walk around, I'm having a full conversation without somebody with my teeth in. I'm like, I don't care. And so I'm like, fine. I just started doing it. And I started calling myself the toothless fairy.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. I can't even with you sometimes.
you could always kind of build, your kind of circle, you know, and go through and simply just go and like this or like that, or look up videos or just be inspired and save videos to record later. Like, you don't have to do it all at once.
Yeah, but where's the fun in that? But I do have some drafts in the works. I'm doing that too. Quincy, thank you for that advice. Yeah, I was thinking about that too, because at first I was like, oh my God, you can only do it now. I realized, no, I can record a little snippet for it and then I can go back to that later and like make a whole, because it's, oh, Lisa, I'm not, my stylist and I, we have a big ring light too. So I've been playing with that lately. Quincy, did you see my milkshake one the other day?
I think so. Last week was not the best week for me, but yes, I think so.
Yeah, that one was pretty fun. I'm lip synced to Milkshake as done by the Josie and the Pussycats from Riverdale.
Oh, gosh.
So it's like a three-part harmony version. It goes, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge. It's really, yeah.
It's, I get really all of cool. His TikToks with or without the app. So I,
yeah, she don't need the app because I will make sure she gets the videos, honey. they're forced on her.
Yeah, which is fine.
Well, but it was, if it comes down to it, I'm gonna start sending you my videos like every day. Like, Lisa, watch this one.
And Quincy, I'm not going to lie, that's part of the reason. I was like, you'd post him on other social medias, and I'm like, I'm seeing Quincy, and I'm like, oh, God, Quincy, you're so ridiculous. Like, I want to do it, too. I'm doing it. And so, like, Quincy's doing this ridiculously. I can be just as ridiculous, and it's great. We still, I think, Quincy, we have to do it sometime. It's necessary. Yeah. Lisa, it's a fun world for creating. Watching is crack cocaine on its own. But
that's my problem.
If you ever want, and what I was meaning before is what's really great to kind of just take a look. Like, say you looked at mine, or you looked up a different person that you started to follow. Like, what's great is you can look up ones, see if anything inspires you, and then make one. Like, right now, the one that I have that is catching a lot of traction is my Grease 2 Cool Rider.
Cool Rider. Oh, yes. It was a good choice. Very good.
We were moving buildings for work, and I looked over, and our office, our old one, was empty. But I looked over and I saw a ladder, and right off, like, a light went off, and I was like, oh, this is a missed opportunity if I don't do it. So I set my phone up, I went over to the ladder, and I just recorded it. It took me like a couple tries, and then people were like, oh my God, I love it, and they're commenting, and I'm like, you know, it's the ones that are usually like on the whim that you make that do really well. Like, if you backtrack through mine, there was an earlier one where I did Video Kill the Radio Star, and all I did was I was in front of my jukebox, my record player, and I'm like, and that one got a ton of people. I'm like, what about this video is so appealing? I don't get it.
I know. That's what I'm trying, like, there's some that I'm like, wow, I didn't. Okay, so I sang live. Lisa, you saw that. I sang live last night on one of them, much to my worry. I was like, fine. It was another one of those rules. I'm like, stop talking about it, Aaron, and just do it.
Yeah.
You know? And so I did it. I did it. Oh, there are so many trends on there, Lisa. Like, and
I'm super excited about the one you sent me today where you get slapped off screen.
I did that one.
The Elsa one, the girl that's singing Let It Go, and then all of a sudden you do it with Say You'll Remember, and then she slaps you and you have to play it. But I've seen yours too. You've done one too.
I know. This is a slap one. I can't remember what it was. It was while I was new and confusing.
Is it easy, user friendly? Because I really
It is. It doesn't seem like it at first, but once you start really just messing around with it, it's basically Instagram with videos. You have to take the time to actually edit and stuff.
Yeah.
And do stuff. But it's once you start figuring out, just fuck around, just make videos, and you don't even have to publish them.
You can just do drafts and just play around.
Yeah. I found that I like certain filters and effects, you know, just like some other people like to use specifically. I just know what I like to use. And I really like to use the neon patterns in mine when I'm going over it. And I really like to lip sync ones. So the lip sync ones are fun, but I found that doing it by two times the speed or three times the speed is so much easier to do a lip sync, because when you do it regularly, it doesn't always line up audio. Have you noticed that, Quince?
Well, yeah, I do that if it's like a really tough one. What was it? First Wives Club. And I was doing Bette Midler's speech where she's yelling at Goldie Hawn. And I was like,
I remember that one.
There's so many words in this. I had to slow it down. I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. Yeah, to get the tightest lip sync, Lisa, it's best from my perception, just record at a slower speed, because then once it plays it also gives a really cool effect, and it like zooms, it speeds you up, but yet it keeps your lips right on moving at the same speed as the lingo, and it also, you kind of, it looks really well put together.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you've seen how like mine kind of have like these delays when I move. Mm-hmm. But not like in a bad way. Yeah, right. That's because I like to, especially, like I said, especially if you're going to be lip syncing to something like Quincy said, that spoken word for sure. Spoken word lip syncs, like
mainly spoken words. There are certain songs even that have a lot that are very wordy.
Oh yeah, like if you do anything by Katy Perry or something, yeah. I've noticed this drag queen Ivory Towers from Canada's Drag Race. She does lip syncs a lot, and she does this one that she duets with people at the Katy Perry Never Really Over. And that one, when she gets into that, it's just, there's a lot on the beat, and yeah, you can tell that you got to slow that speed down.
And transitions are fun too, especially like, drag ones are really fun to use transitions. Like you can kind of, start off looking like, yourself, and then you kind of have your hand gesture in front of the camera and then do the same gesture in front of the camera as like a drag queen. And
yeah.
It's like a transitional thing. And so I've done a handful of drag ones as well.
And they look so well produced, and it's really cool. Like, honestly, I'm starting to think I barely watch TV anymore. I can literally just sit and watch TikTok I'll lose 3 hours of time into TikTok.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not. But I like it because I'll watch other people and I'm inspired to do other things, because sometimes you'll see people, they start the trend, but then they go off the rails on the trend and they do something completely creative and different. And I'm like, that's what I'm going for. I want to do stuff that not everyone's doing, but can still trend.
Sometimes hop on a trend, but not always. It's,
sure.
There's, I've done dances, but some trends, like that's how I got on. Actually, that's how I did a couple of the drag transitions. Is I followed a couple drag queens and I was like, oh, that's so fun. And I would like the song, save it. And so I have a ton of videos or songs or little whatevers that I've saved since like I started in April. And that's, uh-huh. And I just revisit them later. I'm like, if I'm bored, I'll go through the tracks that I saved and I'll be like, oh, okay, I like this one. Because sometimes you can like a track and you're not sure what you do with it. So you're like, I'll think about it later.
I save a lot of tracks that I want to record. And I favorite sometimes effects, like certain ones that I see people using that, I want to try that one. And I'll save that. So Lisa, it's very user-friendly to sum that up. But I recommend just playing around with it even before you publish anything, just kind of see what works best for you. It kind of seems like TikTok is a place where you don't have to do what everyone else is doing.
No, everyone has their own shtick.
Yeah. So never feel like you're supposed to follow someone else's footsteps. I have been doing that a little bit more on the trends thing only because I'm starting to get used to it. And there are a few that I've wanted to do. Like I did the duet one the other day, the did you call me baby, maybe? You know that one, Chris.
Yeah.
So I did that one duet with one of my TikTok crushes because I have a lot of them. But this one's a guy from New Zealand, and he's bearded, and he's hot, and he's delicious. Me, and I've had dreams of him being my husband. But anyway, I did a duet with him, and it was really fun. And then he even commented back, and he was like, "Aw," and I was like, "Oh."
She was like, oh, and I was like, hey.
Yeah, right.
Oh, but one thing I will say that's going to be really tricky is thirst traps. There are some thirst traps that you're so thankful for. And then there's some thirst traps that's like, okay, well, I'm going to like and follow you anyway, but I don't know. And, oh my God, Quincy?
Yeah.
Did you just
Yes, I even said that was what I said when I got booted. I was like, oh my God.
When you pop back and you're like, yeah, just dejected.
Well, I hear the tone. I don't know I don't know if you hear the tone when Quincy.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it's very dramatic. Okay, he's gone again.
He's just like, I was like, and then dead air.
We're so like,
this is like a cosmic joke. This is a technologically cosmic joke.
It's a cliffhanger. Like, I feel like you should just. This is.
You've oh, got. There he is again. Are you back?
Aaron decided to call it a cliffhanger.
I was gonna say, should we leave this on a cliffhanger since it's a season finale? We'll just leave it. Like, so if the people will come back and listen, the three listeners we have. We have way more listeners than that. I should not. That sounds offensive to any of the listeners, but we don't have that many. And so I'm hoping for season two to kind of reboot it a little bit and try some new things. Like, we're probably going to do some video stuff to put on YouTube as well so that people can watch us. So oh my God, you drama queen. I'm going to.
He's just not going to want to play anymore.
Oh my God.
I don't appreciate the like malevolent laughter. that makes it seem very, very deliberate.
It does, but Quincy, are you there? No. Quincy, are you there? Quincy? Quincy?
Bueller.
Quincy,
he's not gonna come back.
This time, I swear to God, do we need a Ouija board?
No, because that just opens doors we don't need opened.
Okay, we're gonna stop this one and restart. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
All right, thank you again for listening to this episode. Stay tuned for part two coming soon.